5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome back in to the Radcast, everybody. I'm Steven, and I'm flying solo this time around. Matt has decided to take a well-deserved week off, and it's an adjustment. It's a little bit of an adjustment for those of you Matt fans out there and listen solely for him. Just bear with me and close your eyes and pretend I'm Matt. I know I do it every day. But thank you nonetheless for joining us. Thank you for joining us last week. If you listened last week to our episode where we talked about the year 1981 with our mom, we had a blast with that. Then this week we're taking a trip to 1982. So I'm going to be regaling you all with the deaths, the world events, the music, the movie, the television, all manner of things 1982, as we usually do with these decade retrospective years. After this week, though, we're going to be taking a break from the 80s. I know we kind of dove head first at the beginning of 2024, minus, you know, that month that we didn't have a new episode due to technical difficulties, but we pretty much were diving head first into the 80s, where we're going to be taking a break from that. Because for those of you that were all with us last year, you know, when the month of March came around, we started something new. Martial Arts Month is back. That is Martial Arts Month because Matt and I are going to be talking all movies that are centered around martial arts. We did it last year, we had a blast, and we're bringing it back this year, so stay tuned for all of that. But before I dive into 1982, I will plug our social media real quick. We are at the Radcast, cast spelled with a K, on Instagram. Also on Instagram, the link in our bio leads you to Jeff Wright Designs Redbubble page, which is where you can purchase your Radcast merchandise. That's right, merchandising. We're merchandising. You can also check out Jeff Wright Designs on Instagram. The link is in his bio, and also just check out his page. Also, on your listening app of choice, whatever is required of you, you know, to rate, to review, whatever you have to do, please do so for us, your humble podcast hosts. But enough jibba-jabba for me, as Mr. T would say. Let's get into the year 1982. So first, the deaths. Grace Kelly, who when she first hit the public eye, she was mainly known as an actress. She was in films like Rear Window, Dial M for Murder, and High Noon. But then after 1956, she became Princess of Monaco after winning a raffle. No, she married Prince Rainier III. Prince Rainier Wolfcastle, and she was there from then on known as the Princess Grace Kelly of Monaco. John Belushi, who was a comedy tour de force and a human wrecking ball, the epitome of the early years of Saturday Night Live, drug-addled but still sharp and subversive. John Belushi, he died very young of a drug overdose. He definitely is an example of living hard and fast and dying young. Henry Fonda, 12 Angry Men, Once Upon a Time in the West, Grapes of Wrath, famous actor. Last week we talked with our mom. He was in the film On Golden Pond with his daughter, Jane Fonda. He also was the father of Peter Fonda. Ingrid Bergman, Swedish actress, one of the most prolific in cinema history. She's 3 Oscars, starred in films such as Casablanca, Bells of St. Mary's, For Whom the Bell Tolls, Gaslight, and she was in 3 Alfred Hitchcock movies. Vic Morrow, he has one of the more infamous, quote-unquote, deaths of all time because he was a character actor. He did TV, he did movies, but he was filming a segment in the Twilight Zone movie, which this segment was directed by John Landis. And while filming, him and 2 child actors in the scene they were doing were unfortunately killed in a gruesome way during a set accident by helicopter propellers. So you can draw your own conclusions there. Don't picture it, whatever. But Vic Morrow, He's in the Bad News Bears, but his death is infamous for the set accident on the Twilight Zone movie, and John Landis was sued for negligence and poor working environment, and you know they didn't go through the proper safety channels. But whatever, whoever dropped the ball on what, Vic Morrow and two innocent child actors were unfortunately lost their lives due to a set accident. Paul Lynde, who's a comedian and actor, Paul Lynde, he talked like this. He's the voice of Templeton the Rat in Charlotte's Web. He was on Bewitched, and he was a Hollywood Squares mainstay. Randy Rhoads, famous guitarist for Ozzy Osbourne. Even in his short time, he still became one of the more famous rock and heavy metal guitar players. Marty Robbins, Philip K. Dick, who's an American author. He wrote Man in the High Castle. Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, which inspired Blade Runner, the novelette We Can Remember It For You Wholesale, which Total Recall is based off of. Marty Feldman, a comedic actor who was known for his odd appearance, but also he was in many Mel Brooks movies. He's Igor in Young Frankenstein. Satchel Paige, the oldest pitcher in Major League history, because for most of his professional career, he was in the Negro Leagues, but many consider the greatest pitcher of all time. He was pitching into his 60s. At least he pitched a few innings when he was like 64. Thelonious Monk, famous jazz musician. Dominique Dunn, who played the older sister in Poltergeist, who unfortunately someone cut down in their prime again because she was murdered by her boyfriend. It's another infamous death, infamous celebrity death. Ayn Rand, author, wrote Atlas Shrugged. James Broderick, actor and father of Matthew. High Chief Peter Maivia, professional wrestler, seen as the patriarch of the great Samoan wrestling dynasties, at least when it comes to who's ever related to The Rock and the WWF's connection with Samoan wrestling, because High Chief Peter Maivia is The Rock's grandfather. Will Lee, he was Mr. Hooper on Sesame Street. In 1983, they did a famous Sesame Street episode to where they kind of confront Mr. Hooper. They mention Mr. Hooper's death. The episode's about it, and they confront death in a way that's helpful for children. We'll talk about it more in 1983, I'm sure. Jack Webb, he was Joe Friday on, and he was the creator of Dragnet. Lee Strasberg, who he was an actor, but also he's mainly known as an acting coach. If you hear a lot of actors mention the Strasberg method, it's one of the more famous acting methods. Glenn Gould, who I mentioned that because he's a musician, but also it's in a funny Jiminy Glick bit with Steve Martin, to where Jiminy Glick assumes Steve Martin's named after Glenn Gould just because Steve Martin's middle name is Glenn. Eleanor Powell, one of the top tap dancing stars for MGM in the golden age of cinema. Victor Buono, who's in the 60s and 70s character actor. He also played King Tut on 10 episodes of the Adam West 66 Batman. Karl Orff, German composer, best known for O Fortuna. Again, last week we mentioned it when we talked about Excalibur, the film, briefly. If you don't know O Fortuna by its name, type it into YouTube and you will instantly recognize it. Arthur Rubinstein, John Cheever. He was an author, but famously in an episode of Seinfeld, the character of Susan's father was revealed to have had a homosexual love affair with John Cheever. Jimmy Hoffa, he's a shady fella who was a labor union activist, but also many have drawn comparisons to Al Capone, and he was mixed up with the mafia. His disappearance in 1975 still leaves people befuddled. He was declared legally dead in 1982 after years of investigation. It's rumored he was buried under Giants Stadium, but no bodily remains were found when the football stadium was demolished in 2010. Fernando Lamas, an actor in his own right. He played a lot of Latin lover characters, but he's the father of actor Lorenzo Lamas. Keith Green, Sapuza II. He's king of Swaziland, now Eswatini in South Africa. He was the king from 1899 to 1982, so his entire life. He's the longest reigning monarch in recorded history. He was chosen king at 4 months old after his father died. His grandmother and uncle ran the country until 1921 when Sapuza was of mature age. Bess Truman, she's former first lady. She was the wife of Harry Ass Truman. Lester Bangs, prolific writer for magazines like Rolling Stone and Cream. He was portrayed by Philip Seymour Hoffman in Almost Famous. Ken Boyer, former MLB player. He played for the Cardinals. Rolls Gracie, member of the famous Gracie family who founded Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Hans Conried, famous film and television actor, but also the voice of Captain Hook. Hugh Beaumont, who's Ward Cleaver in Leave to Beaver. Warren Oates, character actor of the 60s and 70s, did a lot of westerns. James Honeyman Scott, guitarist and founding member of The Pretenders. So those were the deaths of 1982. Now on to the world events. January 4th, Brian Gumbel becomes co-host of the Today Show. Also January 4th, San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge is closed for the third time due to fierce storms. January 15th, Margaret Thatcher's son Mark Grit Thatcher, returns home after being lost in the Sahara Desert for 6 days. When his family probed him about his experience, he meekly choked out in a raspy voice,
"I got lost on the way to the bathroom."
January 17th, also known as Cold Sunday, cities across America reached their lowest temperatures in 100 years. January 20th, an explosion kills 7 miners, like coal miners, in Cranor, Kentucky. January 25th, snow covers 75% of North America. February 1st, famous porn star John Holmes stands trial for murder. February 16th, Agatha Barbara is elected first female president of Malta. February 25th, record speed set for fastest snowmobile at 148 miles per hour. It went on to win the Daytona 500. March 6th, the world's loudest human shout is made by Susan Birmingham and is 120 decibels. March 10th, a syzygy occurs when all 9 planets align on the same side of the sun. March 10th, U.S. places an embargo on Libyan oil due to their support of terrorist groups. March 18th, singer Teddy Pendergrass has his spinal cord severed in a car accident. March 21st, golfer Jerry Pate celebrates a win by jumping into a water hazard. Still in his polo shirt and golf shoes, he dropped his pants, screamed, "Cannonball!" then jumped in the shallow waters. Not realizing the water was only 2 feet deep, he landed with a hard thud, cried, "Ah, my ass!" He gave himself an enema and shattered his Cossacks. March 14th, Russian spacecraft Venera 14 sends back data from Venus. April 2nd, thousands of Argentinian troops seize the Falkland Islands from Great Britain. Starts the Falkland Wars, which lasted until June 14th, in which Argentina surrendered and returned the islands to British control. 907 people killed in the short 74-day period. April 18th, Canada Constitution Act replaces the British North America Act. April 19th, Gian Bluford named first African-American NASA astronaut. April 19th, also Sally Ride becomes first female NASA astronaut. April 20th, the provisional IRA detonate bombs in Belfast, Derry, Armagh, Ballymena, Bessbrook, and Magherafelt, killing 2, injuring 12. Ireland. April 21st, Dr. Michael E. Bakery performs first successful heart transplant. May 7th, IBM releases PC-DOS, which PC-DOS, what, disk operating system, version 1.1. May 23rd, Colin Wilson rides a surfboard 294 miles. Ride, please. He got caught up in a huge wave, then a storm, and while clutching his surfboard for dear life, he was pushed back 294 miles. May 29th, first papal visit to Britain since 1531. I believe they still had a few of the paper plates and cups left over from the last visit that they could use. May 29th, the Pentagon plans first strategy to fight a nuclear war. May 30th, Spain becomes 16th member of NATO. June 7th, Ronald Reagan meets Pope John Paul II and Queen Elizabeth on the same day. He didn't realize he scheduled the visits on the same day, so much like in a sitcom, he had to hurriedly move back and forth to both appointments without leaning on that he's seeing the other person.
"Excuse me, Your Majesty, I must visit the bathroom. I have jelly bean juice leaking out of my ass."
Then he runs to meet with JP2 at the Starbucks next door and tries to not get caught by Queen Elizabeth. June 8th, 135 people die after Brazilian B-727 flight crashes into a mountain. Really time these ones great. We have something silly and then instantly have to turn on a dime to something serious. But whatever. June 15th, U.S. Supreme Court rules that all children are entitled to public education, regardless of citizenship. June 21st, John Hinckley, who in 1981 made an attempt on President Reagan's life, is found not guilty by reason of insanity. June 24th, Supreme Court rules the president can't be sued for actions in office. June 29th, Voting Rights Act of 1965 is extended. July 2nd, Larry Walters rises 16,000 feet into the air with just 42 helium balloons attached to a lawn chair. After being flagged by air traffic control as a threat, he was shot down by a firing squad and a bazooka. July 9th, Pan Am flight Boeing 727 crashes and... the timing is awful on these. Pan Am flight Boeing... I wonder if... What's-his-face? Larry Walters had anything to do with this. Pan Am flight Boeing 727 crashes in Kenner, Louisiana, killing 153 people. July 9th. Jesus, and then back to the silliness. July 9th, also on July 9th, Michael Fagan breaks into Buckingham Palace and enters the Queen's bedroom. The microphones bugged in the Queen's bedroom, picked up Fagan proclaiming, "Petty raid!" July 11th, Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi visits the U.S. After seeing their hesitance, Gandhi assures her liaisons, "Hey, I'm not that Gandhi. Let's pig out with our wigs out." So they went straight to Orion's steakhouse. August 17th, the first compact discs are released to the public in Germany. August 28th, the first gay games are held in San Francisco. As it went on in the 80s, it was a great showing of strength and perseverance during the AIDS epidemic. September 2nd, Keith Richards' house burns down. I can't even imagine how that could have happened. September 15th, first issue of USA Today is published. On September 15th, Pope John Paul II welcomes Yasser Arafat. Arafat left soon after, offended at JP2's incessant impish giggling at Arafat's name. September 29th, in Chicago, seven people die from taking cyanide-laced Tylenol tablets. October 1st, the Sony CDP-101, the first commercially released CD player, is released in Japan. Also on October 1st, in West Germany, Helmut Schmidt is replaced as chancellor by Helmut Kohl. Ironically, neither man wore one when riding their tandem bike together. October 7th, Cats opens at the Winter Garden Theater on Broadway, starts its legendary 18-year run, which would yield seven Tonys and a Grammy. October 14th, Ronald Reagan proclaims a war on drugs. It's not the first of its kind. There's been wars on drugs, quote-unquote, for the longest time in this country. But the phrase itself was popularized by Nixon in the 70s. And this later brought about the Just Say No campaign and legislation that, as a whole, did much more harm than good and was accused of being racially charged, increasing negative perception of minorities, and led to disproportionately higher arrest rates for black individuals, according to the Human Rights Watch. Not to mention, a plethora of anti-drug programs were put into effect, which studies have shown have had little to no impact on preventing drug use and only furthered the negative perception of minorities. Again, that's a much bigger subject that, as the 80s go on, more will come about that prove it to be problematic, that, again, the legislation put into play. However, this is the start of the Reagans, not just Ronnie, but Nancy Reagan and the government's war on the latest war on drugs. October 19th, John DeLorean is arrested for cocaine possession. He's found not guilty after his plea of, "I was totally sober when we created that car. You all are going to be kicking yourself in the next few years when a movie is released about the kid from that new show Family Ties driving my car with that wild-eyed guy from Taxi." October 21st, private funeral held for former First Lady Bess Truman. Per her request, her body was tied to a board and pushed out to sea as an archer shot a flaming arrow into her corpse. October 27th, China announces its population has reached 1 billion people. October 29th, John DeLorean is indicted for drug trafficking, which he's later acquitted. Listen, guys, we can't keep doing the same song and dance, okay? I'm not crazy. You watch. My name will be synonymous with time travel. Just you wait. You'll all have egg on your face. November 1st, Honda becomes first Asian auto company to manufacture cars in the U.S. with the opening of their factory in Marysville, Ohio. The Honda Accord is the first to roll off the line. November 13th, the Vietnam War Memorial opens in Washington, D.C. December 2nd, the first permanent artificial heart is implanted. December 26th, Time Magazine's Man of the Year is a computer. And finally, on December 29th, Jamaica releases a commemorative Bob Marley stamp. let's move on to the movies, shall we? As the 80s go on, there's a trend in a certain type of movie, mainly slashers and teen sex comedies, which kind of continues on into the 80s. There's a lot of Friday the 13th knockoffs or slashers or whatever you want to call them that are not mentioned on here. Again, with a lot of things during these decade retrospectives, we try to be as thorough as we can, but we're not going to get to absolutely everything. But with these, you know, we hit a lot of the big stuff and then get granular on some things. But I say that because there are a lot of slashers and a lot of teen sex comedies that come out in these early to mid 80s that there's a bevy of them, especially when VHS becomes increasingly more popular. But Friday the 13th was the slashers in the 80s, as Porky's was to teen sex comedies. So we mentioned Porky's last week, and that kind of opened the door for all sorts of these types of movies. But a film that was neither a slasher nor a teen sex comedy, Blade Runner, Harrison Ford, one of the more famous science fiction movies of all time, The Thing, John Carpenter's The Thing, spectacular movie. It's... like with Alien, it's a claustrophobic film that is known a lot. I mean, the acting's great and the story's phenomenal, but the special effects are top tier. Conan the Barbarian, Arnold Schwarzenegger, it's the movie that made him a star. Sorry, Hercules in New York. Annie, Carol Burnett. And I mean, it's the Little Orphan Annie. It's that movie, Hard Knock Life, and all that junk. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Which is a classic. I mean, you can throw it in there as a teen sex comedy. I mean, it's got one of the most paused movie moments of all time in it. But Fast Times at Ridgemont High, it's more than just kind of the low-level teen sex comedy. There's, of course, teens and sex in it, but it's a famous, I mean, famous 80s movie. It's a famous movie. I mean, it came about because Cameron Crowe, who wrote it, he posed as a high schooler for a little bit to kind of get intel to make an accurate movie that depicts high school. So, and then the soundtrack's famous too. I mean, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Check it out if you've never seen it. And if you're of the age to watch rated R movies. E.T., the extraterrestrial, E.T. at Ridgemont High. But E.T., another huge movie. I mean, it's Steven Spielberg. And also, I mean, it started kind of the aliens, you know, interacting with humans, you know, the cute little aliens interacting with humans, you know, types of movies too, like the Great Mac and Me. But E.T., phenomenal, one of the better John Williams scores. It's a tearjerker. Another one that is a tearjerker, depending on who you are, and even more so now that one of the stars is gone, the great, late great Carl Weathers, Rocky III. Rocky III is where it kind of, it's still, the story's still grounded. I'm not going to get into the weeds on this, although I could. The story is still grounded in a sense, but it starts to kind of become more of like the almost the uber masculine machismo movies of the 80s. And this is right before Sly exploded as an action star, because First Blood came out, the first Rambo movie came out in 1982. But Rocky III, I mean, Mr. T is frightening as Clubber Lang. And it's a great movie. It's a great movie of, you know, being a victim of your own hubris, having to humble yourself, take on someone else's teaching, and then coming back bigger, badder, and better, and triumphantly winning out in the end. It was also Eye of the Tiger came about. But it's, Rocky III is fantastic. Poltergeist, I mentioned Dominique Dunn was the older sister in Poltergeist, but Poltergeist is another fantastic, I mean, it's a thrilling, frightening film. There's so many, like, moments in the movie that people, you know, on the internet, nightmare fuel, but Poltergeist, fantastic movie, Joe Beth Williams, Craig T. Nelson, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, Ricardo Montalban, it's the famous Khan, William Shatner having a conniption, Sophie's Choice, Meryl Streep, Gandhi, Ben Kingsley won an Academy Award for this, directed by Richard Attenborough. I mean, Richard Attenborough was a director for the longest, but also he's John Hammond in Jurassic Park. The tagline to it was "The man who started a movement. The only appetite he satiated was his sexual one." So yeah, that made big bucks in the box office. First Blood, as I just mentioned, Tron, which was a Disney movie, and that was hugely influential, and that was something not a lot of people had seen before. 48 Hours, Nick Nolte, Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy, actually, in 1982, because of 48 Hours, was the only SNL cast member to simultaneously host an episode to promote a movie. So 48 Hours, that made him a star as an actor. The King of Comedy, Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, Jerry Lewis. An Officer and a Gentleman, which has, I mean, "I got no place else to go," which is famously parodied in Wayne's World 2 by Chris Farley. It's excellent. But An Officer and a Gentleman, Tootsie, great comedy, Dustin Hoffman, Jessica Lange, Grease 2, which is better than the first one. It's got the great, it's purely off the back of Michelle Pfeiffer and her song Cool Rider. Secret of NIMH, The Dark Crystal, Jim Henson, Creepshow, Pink Floyd, The Wall, The Last American Virgin, talking about like something that's purely like a sex comedy that is a cult classic. It used to be on VH1 Classic all the time. I don't like the movie. Mainly because of the ending. Again, that was me as an 18-year-old being like, "Oh, I hate that ending." But maybe if I watch it now, I don't know. The Last American Virgin, The Verdict, Paul Newman, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds, Zapped, another teen sex comedy with Scott Baio and Willie Ames, Airplane 2, the sequel, Friday the 13th Part 3, which in 3D, if you want to hear us talk about that, last year's 5 Weeks of Fright, The Sword and the Sorcerer, that's another type of movie that came out a lot in the 80s, was sword and sorcery films. Slumber Party Massacre, Death Wish 2, Class of 1984, Pieces, Firefox with Clint Eastwood, Swamp Things, yeah, it's like Wild Things, except with swamp people. Swamp Thing, Amityville 2, The Possession, The World According to Garp with Robin Williams, Diner, Victor Victoria, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, which thankfully in the last, 10 years or so, 10, 15 years, it's gotten more love. For a while, it was panned by lovers of the franchise because it didn't have Michael Myers in it, but it's a great movie with atmosphere. It's got a different type of story, and we've mentioned it on the show, but it originally, the Halloween series, if they were going to do sequels, they wanted to, and intended it to be kind of like an anthology, a different thing each year happens on Halloween, but people just wanted Michael Myers. So Halloween 4 is great, it's a great sequel when they brought Michael Myers back, but Halloween 3 has gotten its flowers in the last few years, which is great. It's a creepy movie, and I like it. The Man from Snowy River, another creepy movie. I don't know. Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid with Steve Martin. Six Pack with Kenny Rogers. No, it's not a look into his daily priorities, but a film where the gambler is a race car driver whose car is stripped of parts and he ends up with six orphans. Like in a trade. We Take Your Car Parts in Exchange for Children. I don't know. Megaforce, The Toy with Richard Pryor. Extro, Silent Rage starring Chuck Norris. The Secret of Seagull Island, a woman searches for her blind sister who is turned into a seagull by the seagull witch. Her sister flies into an airplane propeller. Ator, the Fighting Eagle, Young Doctors in Love, Trail of the Pink Panther, Hey Good Lookin', which is a Ralph Bakshi film. Ralph Bakshi was a cartoonist and animator. He did like Cool World in the 90s, but also Lord of the Rings in the 70s, Fritz the Cat, the movie. All sorts of movies, kind of hypersexualized, but kind of social satire type stuff. Also the movie Wizards. Tex, which is an S.E. Henton adaptation, Matt Dillon. Hanky Panky with Gene Wilder and Gilda Radner. Honky Tonk Man, which with Clint Eastwood. Movie Madness, Forced Vengeance, Banana Joe. Finally, Slapstick of Another Kind, a film where a woman gives birth to a couple of deformed alien twins. When their heads are together, they're the smartest kids on the planet. Sound familiar? Anyway, some music. So first, some events in music. In January, Ozzy Osbourne famously bites the head off of a bat during a concert in Des Moines, Iowa. I guess that state does that stuff to people. To commemorate the occasion, Ozzy pissed on the Alamo in February. Also in February, the late Lynyrd Skynyrd frontman Ronnie Van Zant had his headstone stolen. When it was found 2 weeks later in a dry riverbed, reporters quoted police as saying, "Don't ask me no questions." Lynyrd Skynyrd song. David Crosby arrested twice for drug possession. When being cuffed, Crosby was quoted as saying, "I just thought Quaaludes was cat food. I eat cat food." He then shouted over the arresting officer's shoulder as he was being carted off, "Honey, post my bail." The other officer on the scene says the musician was talking to a Tweety Bird Pez dispenser. April 26th, Rod Stewart is mugged and has his $50,000 Porsche stolen. Unharmed, his mugger drives away, leaving the inexplicable sex symbol down in the dumps left in the dust. Stewart makes himself feel better by remembering he still has a stomach full of semen. Whether the Stewart semen sailor story is true or not, I did read a pull quote from Stewart's autobiography saying, "I used to take cocaine anally," which leads me to think he took a handful of powder, squatted real low, and started slapping it on his butt. But yeah, there was a rumor that Rod Stewart serviced a bunch of Navy sailors and ended up with a belly full of semen. He says it's a myth, but who knows? Some albums that came out. Wasn't Tomorrow Wonderful? The Waitresses, which is a quirky little album, which I like. It's great saxophone on it. Is the hit I Know What Boys Like. It also has the songs No Guilt. And the chart-topping contemporary Christian hit Pussy Strut. Picture this, Huey Lewis in the News, songs Do You Believe in Love, some of the top songs, Do You Believe in Love, Hope You Love Me Like You Say I Do, Working for a Living, two of their best, Shadows, Gordon Lightfoot, The Sisters, Sister Sledge, Somewhere Over China, Jimmy Buffett, Southern Comfort, Conway Twitty, Yes It's You, Lady, Smokey Robinson, Bad Brains, Bobby Sue, The Oak Ridge Boys, English Settlement, XTC, which has a song Senses Working Overtime, Beautiful Vision, Van Morrison, Set, Thompson Twins, Back on Black, Waylon Jennings, Just Another Day in Paradise, Bertie Higgins, which has the song Key Largo, Seasons of the Heart, John Denver, Pelican West, Haircut 100, which has the song Fantastic Day, Diamond, Spandau Ballet, Windows, Charlie Daniels Band, Asia, which has the song Heat in the Moment, Alligator Woman, Cameo, Number of the Beast, Iron Maiden, their first album with famous frontman Bruce Dickinson, has the songs Number of the Beast, Run to the Hills, Hallowed Be Thy Name, Success Hasn't Spoiled Me Yet, Rick Springfield, the great follow-up to the album we talked about extensively last week, Working Class Dog, which has some more of his greatest hits on it, Calling All Girls, I Get Excited, Don't Talk to Strangers, Christina, What Kind of Fool Am I, How Do You Talk to Girls, Toto, which has the overplayed and not as great as everybody thinks song Africa. It's a good song, but Hold the Line's better. It has Africa and Rosanna, but for a few years, it was way overplayed. Always on My Mind, Willie Nelson. Blackout, Scorpions, has sung No One Like You. One to One, Carole King. Sonic Youth EP, Sonic Youth. Walk Among Us, The Misfits. All for One, The Motels, which has the song Only the Lonely. Jump Up, Elton John. American Fool, John Cougar, which has the songs Hurt So Good and Jack and Diane. Friends in Love, Dionne Warwick. Diver Down, Van Halen, which has their covers of Oh Pretty Woman and Dancing in the Streets. Tug of War, Paul McCartney, which has his duet with Stevie Wonder, Ebony and Ivory. Iron Fist, Motorhead, V-Deep, Poontown, not Poontown Rats. V-Deep, Boomtown Rats, which I have an edit from 1981, from the 1981 episode. I think I mentioned I said a Boomtown Rats release and then said, "Oh, I don't like Mondays." That's before I Don't Like Mondays. Incorrect. I Don't Like Mondays came out in 1979. Rhythm of Youth, Men Without Hats, which has Safety Dance. Flock of Seagulls, A Flock of Seagulls, has songs I Ran So Far Away and Space Age Love Song. Heartbreak Express, Dolly Parton. Straight Between the Eyes, Rainbow, which has the song Death Alley Driver. Ship Arriving, Too Late to Save a Drowning Witch, Frank Zappa, which has the song Valley Girl. After the Snow, Modern English, I Melt With You. Hot Space, Queen, which has Under Pressure with David Bowie. Pornography, The Cure, Rio, Duran Duran, that blew them up into the stratosphere, because also so many of their videos, Hungry Like the Wolf and Rio got played constantly on MTV. But as Rio, Hungry Like the Wolf, Save a Prayer, The Golden Age of Wireless, Thomas Dolby, She Blinded Me with Science, Thrown Down, Rick James, Combat Rock, The Clash, which has Should I Stay or Should I Go, Know Your Rights, Rock the Cash Bosh, Car Jamming, The Hunter, Blondie, No Fun Allowed, Glenn Frey, which has Party Town, I Paralyze, Cher, With My Car, Teenage Queen, Bow Wow Wow, I Want Candy, Let Me Rock, Peter Criss, the real Peter Criss, not the fake one from Donahue, Now and Forever, Air Supply, The One Giveth, The Count Taketh Away, William Bootsy Collins, One on One, Cheap Trick, has the song If You Want My Love, Special Forces, 38 Special, which has Caught Up in You, Vinyl Confessions, Kansas, which has Play the Game Tonight, Straight from the Heart, George Strait, Amarillo by Morning, Battle Hymns, Man of War, Built for Speed, Stray Cats, Chicago 16, Chicago, which has Hard to Say I'm Sorry and Love Me Tomorrow, Screaming Blue Murder, Girl School, Eye of the Tiger, Survivor, which of course has the song Eye of the Tiger, Abracadabra, Steve Miller Band, the song Abracadabra, Nothing to Fear, Oingo Boingo, has the songs Insects, Gray Matter, Private Life, Wild Sex, in parentheses, In the Working Class, Good Trouble, REO Speedwagon, No Control, Eddie Money, which has I Think I'm in Love and Shaken, Unlimited, Reba McEntire, Mirage, Fleetwood Mac, which has Gypsy and Hold Me, Pictures at 11, Robert Plant, Imperial Bedroom, Elvis Costello and the Elvis Costello's Having Contractions, Elvis Costello and the Attractions, Donna Summer, Donna Summer, The Envoy, Warren Zevon, Vacation, The Go-Go's, which has Vacation, Cool Jerk, Get Up and Go, Emotions in Motion, Billy Squire, Jump to It, Aretha Franklin, Billy Idol, which has White Wedding, Screaming for Vengeance, Judas Priest, which has The Hellion, Electric Eye, Screaming for Vengeance, Take These Chains, You've Got Another Thing Coming, Tickle My Fancy, Jermaine Jackson, Love Will Turn You Around, Kenny Rogers, So Excited, The Pointer Sisters, which has I'm So Excited, Prince's Girl Group Project, Van 86, What Time Is It, The Time, speaking of Prince, Rockin' a Hard Place, Aerosmith, Heartlight, Neil Diamond, I Can't Stand Still, Don Henley, which has Dirty Laundry on it, Bad to the Bone, George Thorogood and the Destroyers, which has Bad to the Bone, If That's What It Takes, Michael McDonald, I Keep Forgetting, Every Time, in parentheses, Every Time You're Near, also sampled in Warren G's Regulate, Rough Diamonds, Bad Company, Shango, Santana, Talking Back to the Night, Steve Winwood, which has the song Valerie, Touraille, Dexy's Midnight Runners, which has Come on Eileen, Primitive Man, Ice House, which has Great Southern Land, As One, Cool in the Gang, Voyeur, Kim Carnes, Signals, Rush, which has the song Subdivisions, Peter Gabriel, which has the song Shock the Monkey, I Assassin, Gary Numan, Silk Electric, Diana Ross, The Dreaming, Kate Bush, Forever for Always, My Love, Luther Vandross, Nylon Curtain, Billy Joel, which has the songs Pressure, Allentown, Goodnight Saigon, Love Over Gold, Dire Straits, Forever Now, Psychedelic Furs, which has one of the great songs of the 80s, Love My Way, A Broken Frame, Depeche Mode, Nebraska, Bruce Springsteen, which has a song of Atlantic City, It's Hard, The Who, which has a song Imminence Front, Under the Blade, Twisted Sister, Janet Jackson, The Adventures of Johnny Cash, Get Closer, Leonard Ronstadt, High Adventure, Kenny Loggins, which has the songs Heart to Heart, Don't Fight It, and Heartlight, Madness, Money, and Music, Sheena Easton, The Pursuit of Accidents, Level 42, Scandal, ZP, Scandal, which has Goodbye to You, Zombie Birdhouse, Iggy Pop, H2O, Hall & Oates, which has Maneater, One-on-One, Family Man, Lionel Richie, great album that has, I mean, top to bottom, has so many great songs, but some of them are Wandering Stranger, You Are, Round and Round, My Love, Truly, Creatures of the Night, Kiss, Love It Loud, Creatures of the Night, War Machine, I Still Love You, The Sky's Gone Out, Bauhaus, 1999, Prince, which has 1999, Little Red Corvette, Delirious, Famous Last Words, Supertramp, Get Nervous, Pat Benatar, which has Shadows of the Night, another great, great song, Zipper Catches Skin, Alice Cooper, Friend or Foe, Adam Ant, which has Goody Two Shoes, when he went from being Adam and the Ants to Adam Ant when he wanted to go more poppy. Kissing to be Clever, Culture Club, which has I'll Tumble for Ya, famously used in Billy Madison, not made famous by, but famously used in Billy Madison. Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Midnight Love, Marvin Gaye as Sexual Healing. Kim Mitchell. He was the lead in the film Laser Blast, which is a great MST3K episode. Shabu Shuba, NXS, which has The One Thing and Don't Change. Spring Session In, Missing Persons, Walking in LA, Destination Unknown, Word of Mouth, Tony Basil, which has Mickey, Long After Dark, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, song You Got Lucky, Hello, I Must Be Going, Phil Collins, which has his cover of Can't Hurry Love and I Don't Care, and his original song, I Don't Care Anymore. A Kiss in the Dream House, Susie and the Banshees, Gone Tropo, George Harrison, Eighth Wonder, Sugar Hill Gang, it has the song Apache, Thriller by Michael Jackson, quite possibly the biggest album, I mean, to so many people, it's the biggest album of all time, especially with the culture of the 80s starting up. This solidified Michael Jackson as one of the pillars of the decade, especially in entertainment. And it really, again, solidified his iconic status. The significance of this album cannot be understated. Made MTV the juggernaut it would become, propelled Michael Jackson into the stratosphere, and made him, for better or for worse, the most significant entertainment figure in the 80s and into the 90s and beyond. So this is where Off the Wall was a great album, but this is where it really took him from being Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 to Michael Jackson, the cult figure, the figure of entertainment and pop culture, the worldwide global superstar, Michael Jackson. And since it came out so late in the 80s, or in 1982, 1983 is when it would catapult him. Computer Games, George Clinton, Dawn Patrol, Night Ranger, Sing Me Away, Don't Tell Me You Love Me, Plastic Surgery Disasters, Dead Kennedys, Three Lock Box, Sammy Hagar, The Distance, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, which has the song Roll Me Away, Trans, Neil Young, Age to Age, Amy Grant, Call of the West, Wall of Voodoo, which has the song Mexican Radio, Gap Band 4, The Gap Band, You Dropped a Bomb on Me, some of the singles, Gloria for Laura Branigan, some of the singles I hadn't named with album releases, Gloria, Laura Branigan, The Message, Grandmaster Flash, Steppin' Out, Joe Jackson, Let It Whip, Dazz Band, Up Where We Belong, Joe Cocker, The Look of Love, ABC, Never Say Never, Romeo Void, and Past the Duchy, Musical Youth. On television, Late Night with David Letterman on NBC, which I'm going to make an edit from the 1980 episode. The David Letterman show we mentioned was not Late Night with David Letterman. It came on after Carson, like we had said it was. It was a morning comedy show on NBC. This is Late Night with David Letterman in 1982 on NBC. The Weather Channel premieres. Film critic Leonard Maltin makes his first appearance on Entertainment Tonight, which he held a spot on from 1982 to 2010. Wrestler Jerry Lawler famously slaps Andy Kaufman on Late Night with David Letterman, later revealed to be a work to promote matches in Memphis. Mary Hart joins ET, starting her 29-year career with the program. The USA Network debuts USA Cartoon Express, cable TV's first structured and animated block. Vanna White replaces Susan Stafford as the co-host of Wheel of Fortune, which she continues to do now. Drew Barrymore becomes the youngest host in SNL history at 7. And ESPN broadcasts its first live college football game, doing a simulcast of the Independence Bowl. Some television debuts: Fame on NBC, The Kids of Degrassi Street on Showtime, TJ Hooker on ABC, Herbie the Matchmaker on CBS, Joni Loves Chachi on ABC, Cagney and Lacey on CBS, The Powers of Matthew Starr on NBC, The Gary Coleman Show on NBC. No, they didn't rename Different Strokes. It was a Saturday morning cartoon. Another Saturday morning cartoon, The Incredible Hulk. Another one, Gilligan's Planet, which is, again, a cartoon. Meatballs and Spaghetti, which a husband and wife are a band with their fat bass-playing friend and their dog, who's the drummer. One of the last Saturday morning cartoons with a laugh track. Pandemonium. The top three entries were CBS Saturday morning cartoons, like I mentioned. Child's Play on CBS. Contestants try to guess words based on definitions given by children. The Little Rascals, which is an animated version of the R Gang series, later on, you know, come to be known as The Little Rascals. Again, it was a cartoon where the kids live in contemporary times, so the 80s, and different traits are given to certain characters, like Buckwheat, who he's a clever inventor, and they meet in a treehouse. Eugene Lee, who played Porky, sued Hanna-Barbera in Hanna-Barbera in 1984 for using his likeness for the animated character. George Spanky McFarlane, Tommy Bond, who played Butch, and Sidney Kibrick, who played the Woym, all joined the lawsuit. Carl Switzer, Darla Hood, and Billy Thomas, who played Buckwheat, or Carl Switzer's Alfalfa. Darla Hood and Billy Thomas, who played Buckwheat, cannot join in the suit, for they had long become Worm Chow. It would be funny if the judge didn't believe the old R-Gang actors, so in order to prove it was their likeness, they all had to come in dressed like their characters. ABC cartoons, Mork and Mindy, Laverne Shirley, and Fonz Hour, Scooby-Doo and Scrappy-Doo Puppy Hour, Silver Spoons, Knight Rider on NBC with The Hoff, At the Movies with Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert, Square Pegs on CBS with the young Sarah Jessica Parker, Jamie Gertz, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers on CBS, which has Richard Dean Anderson pre-MacGyver and a young River Phoenix. Cheers, one of the great sitcoms of all time, but especially of the 80s, Cheers on NBC, where everybody knows your name. Remington Steele with Pierce Brosnan on NBC. St. Elsewhere, Family Ties, I mentioned that earlier, helped make a star Michael J. Fox. The New Odd Couple, which is an African-American spin on it. The great sitcom Newhart, which it was Bob Newhart's second sitcom after the Bob Newhart Show. And it's so funny. Like, the Newhart still is hilarious. And some shows that were ending. Again, these are not shows that started in the 80s and then ended in the 80s, because if they started in the 80s, we'll mention it more than likely. So these are shows that ended pre-80s. Late Night with Tom Snyder, which was also known as the Tomorrow Show, an edit from our 1981 episode. Tom Snyder had Kiss on, not Mike Douglas. And Tom Snyder is the one who interviewed Charles Manson, not Mike Douglas. And The Incredible Hulk on CBS, the Lou Ferrigno Hulk, The Lawrence Welk Show, WKRP in Cincinnati, Barney Miller, Mork and Mindy, Bosom Buddies, and The Doctors, which is a soap opera that started in 1963. Some sports. In boxing, Larry Holmes beats Jerry Cooney to retain the WBC heavyweight title. Ray Mancini defeated Duck Koo Kim. Kim, who struggled to make and maintain weight for the fight, lost by TKO in the 14th round, but suffered from subdural hematoma, which is bleeding that occurs due to traumatic brain injuries. Kim slipped into a coma and died 4 days later, an incident that was one of the most tragic in boxing history. I know on our last two episodes of the 80s, we did golf and tennis, but I'm going to skip them because, frankly, I don't care. And basketball, 1981-82 season. So, of course, the 81-82 season starts in October and then goes throughout, you know, April in 1982. So, 1981-82 season, then NBA champs, the Lakers beat the 76ers. That season, they would begin a string of nine straight seasons. The Lakers would begin a string of nine straight seasons, finishing as the one seed atop the Western Conference. The MVP was Moses Malone. Rookie of the Year was Buck Williams. Coach of the Year, Gene Shue. The 1982 NFL season, again, to recap, in 1982 for the 1981 season, the 49ers won the Super Bowl. But in 1983 for the 1982 season, the Washington Redskins, now the Commanders, won the Super Bowl for the 82 season and defeated the Miami Dolphins. The season was shortened due to a player strike after week 2, thus canceling weeks 3 through 10, playing the rest of the season as scheduled after week 11, and pushing the playoffs back a week. One of the results of the strike was the playoff bracket was expanded to include 16 teams instead of 10 the previous years. Four-time Super Bowl champ, future Hall of Famer, Pittsburgh Steeler legend, and Coca-Cola from a child drinking Mean Joe Green retires. The first season, the NFL records sacks as a statistic. MVP was Mark Moseley, a place kicker from the Washington Redskins. Joe Gibbs from the Redskins was Coach of the Year. Offensive Player of the Year was Dan Fouts of the Chargers. Defensive Player of the Year, Lawrence Taylor, again repeats from the New York Giants. Offensive Rookie of the Year was Marcus Allen, future Hall of Famer. Defensive Player of the Year, Chip Banks. Man of the Year, Joe Theismann. Comeback Player of the Year, Lyle Alzado. Super Bowl MVP was John Riggins. The Oakland Raiders moved to L.A., then they later just moved to Oakland again. And now they're in Las Vegas. for the 81-82 NHL season. The Colorado Rockies hockey team moved to East Rutherford, New Jersey, and continue on as the New Jersey Devils. That would happen later in 1982. But it happened, so believe me. Wayne Gretzky breaks, then sets the single-season goal record with 92, a record that still stands to this day. With 120 assists, he was the first and still only player in NHL history to score over 200 points in a season. The Art Ross was Wayne Gretzky. That's the most points in a season. Calder, that's the rookie of the year, is Dale Hawerchuk. The Selke, best defensive forward, Steve Kasper. The Hart Trophy, which is the league MVP, Wayne Gretzky. Jack Adams, coach of the year, is Tom Watt. Norris, best defenseman, is Doug Wilson. The Vezina, the best goalie, Billy Smith. Islanders win their third straight Stanley Cup. In Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals, our home team, win the World Series and compete in their first of their three during the Whitey Ball era. So 82, 85, and 87, the Cardinals made the World Series. Hank Aaron and Frank Robinson are inducted into the Hall of Fame. Gaylord Perry gets his 300th win. Ooh. Fergie Jenkins gets his 3,000th strikeout. Rookie of the Year, the National League, Steve Sachs. The American League, Cal Ripken. Cy Young, National League, Steve Carlton. In the American League, Pete Vukovich. And the MVP in the National League, Dale Murphy. In the American League, Robin Yount. In wrestling, in the Pro Wrestling Illustrated, the Wrestler of the Year, Bob Backlund. Tag Team of the Year, Greg Gagne and Jim Brunzel. Match of the Year, Bob Backlund versus Jimmy Snuka. Most Hated, Ted DiBiase. Most Improved, Barry Windham. Most Inspirational, Roddy Piper. Rookie of the Year is Brad Armstrong. Editor's Award went to Lou Thesz. Manager of the Year was J.J. Dillon. And the Wrestling Observer. Wrestler of the Year was Ric Flair. Feud of the Year was Ted DiBiase versus Junkyard Dog. Tag Team, Stan Hansen and Ollie Anderson. Most Improved, Jim Duggan. Best Interviews, Roddy Piper. And rounding out this episode, some of the more notable video game releases on the arcade cabinets: Ms. Pac-Man, Dig Dug, Donkey Kong Jr., Pole Position, Super Pac-Man, Q-Bert, and Burger Time on the consoles, Pac-Man on Atari, Pitfall, E.T., Sword Quest, Earthworld, and Parker Brothers releases Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back for the Atari 2600, the first Star Wars video game. Also in 1982, the G.I. Joe Real American Hero toy line was released and sold like gangbusters, and again, another thing that helped define the era, or helped define the decade. That was 1982. Thank you all for sticking with me on that one. Matt will be back next time as we dive into Martial Arts Month. But until then, be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you can be rad? We'll see you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.